What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 4 of Backpacking Scrubs. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Junkie Junker.
And it's Slayer Boy.
Pop those Pringles.
And Swamps. I'm not enthusiastic about Simon I Am at all anymore, so.
Probably because you're old and it's late.
Yeah. It's not like it's past my bedtime or anything.
It might be. Yeah. It might be. Did you hit the early bird special for dinner tonight?
Nah. The advantage of being as old as I am is I don't have to get a fucking bed.
Yeah, because you don't have to wake up for anything in the morning.
Yeah. Right.
It's a good feeling.
Alright, guys. So, let's talk about the map pack that the three of you have access to right now, and that's the Escalation, right?
Yeah, no, it's Annihilation.
Annihilation. Don't fucking think. As you can tell, I don't play it that much. What do you guys think about it?
Crap.
Wait, hold on, Swamps. Could you sum it up in one word?
Realistically, yeah. Barring the zombie map, it's the others are shit. Yeah.
All right, let's hear from Pop then.
I'll be honest, I haven't played the multiplayer maps much until probably today, actually. I played a little bit of them yesterday. Crap. Played them today. Crap. Yeah, so they're crap.
So overall, it's crap.
Well, I haven't even played the, I don't know what it's called.
Drive.
Yeah, I haven't even played that one.
It's not a bad map, driving. It's not that bad. I mean, I wouldn't exactly call it a fast-paced map like they did on the review, saying it was like Nuketown and that. Because it's not.
It's quite big, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot more buildings to it as well. So obviously,
it's big and the middle's wide open.
Yeah. So that kind of slows the map, you know, slows it down on the map. Hazard, which is obviously the remake of is Cliffside.
Yeah.
Kind of cliffside, but with a bit, that is just like sniper camp fest. Stupid teammates who could they'll run to one spot, snipe, die, and they'll run straight back to the same spot again, straight back. And literally, I mean, I've rarely won on that map and my team.
I love those types of players though, when they're on the other team.
Yeah, well, that's it. When they're on the other team, they're fine, but. Not on a silo, it's just a case of people will just sit in a corner and they'll look out a window. And the last one, Hangar 18, that's no better as well. People will just find a spot to pitch up and they'll just sit there. So if you're a runner gunner, forget it, just sit in a corner and just wait for somebody to walk past you. You'll have loads of fun. Trust me.
Or you'll do what I do and not buy the map packs.
There is that option. I mean, to be honest, I mean, I'm just going to say it's purely down to the players, you know, the Xbox players. They're just not, they're not making the maps enjoyable at all.
No, they're not. It's, I played with Swamps not a lot, but a fair amount on the new maps, and it is just people sitting in the corners, and you don't enjoy the maps. Maybe not because of the maps, but because of the people in the maps, you know, people playing them, sitting in corners and just Ghost Pro and or whatever, and just doing nothing.
It's not even ghosts. It's just regular fucking people with scavenger or hardline or whatever, just sitting there. And, you know, they're just sitting there watching one direction, and they'll have a... I have saw plenty of people with a claymore right in front of them as well, and it's like, really, that's your enjoyment. Sorry.
Well, do you think they get their play style from watching YouTube videos made by Slayer Boy?
That's either near or here or there. To be honest, I just can't understand why you'd spend your money, you know, buying 1,200 points or whatever just to play in the match like that. It's just beyond me why people would do it.
Yeah. I mean, all I do is buy the maps for the zombie maps, for the zombie map. Multiplayer maps, I don't care about.
That's an expensive zombie map, though.
That is, yeah, but I mean, I get a lot of use out of it.
I mean, I initially, when I saw the maps come out, initially my response to it was, whoa, I do like the look of these. I do like the look of the multiplayer maps. And it was like, you know, I just, as the weeks progressed, I'm just completely disappointed with the way that they am. It's not the map's fault. The maps initially themselves are not shit. It's just the people that are playing it. They're just not making the maps enjoyable at all. So, you know, overall, my initial thing is, like, they're crap. But, yeah, you know, Shangri-La's pretty good.
Yeah, I am enjoying the new zombie map, Shangri-La. I do like the addition of the little monkeys that if you drop something, they'll come and take it, and it'll rotate through the items, and then you can kill them, so you've got more chance of getting them max ammo.
Yeah.
So I do like that.
Yeah, I've seen YouTube videos where, you know, some people screw that up.
Who's that then?
My whole thing with the map packs is that... Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Junkie.
I was going to say, I think it was like Pop Zero, and Oakenfold, a.k.a. Pop Those Pringles and Swamps.
My whole thing with the map packs is that I, you know, apart from the look of them, like, it's the whole community itself. So, like... You can bring out as many maps as you want, unless they're really small maps, you know, like Nuketown or something like Shipment. Everybody's gonna play, well, not everybody, but most people are gonna play really safe. Like the whole, it goes to what Junkie was saying about people who watch YouTube. I mean, I'm not saying Slayer, because Slayer's viz, I don't really see him doing that stuff, but there are people out there who do that, and they get really good scores. So it's easier to do something like that and get a good score than to run around like a Sandy and get a good score. That's my thinking of why people play that way. Now the Ghost Pro thing, that's just, you know, Ghost Pro sitting in front of a claymore while waiting for somebody to go by, that's just inexcusable for me. But why people play like to camp is because they can't play in a way where they can get a good score in a faster gameplay. That makes sense.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's TDM. This is the thing. I can understand it if it's kind of like like an objective mode and they don't really want to die a lot. But the thing is, it's TDM and obviously the objective is not to die a lot. But like, you know, if your whole team is just sat in a corner, like say grouped together, and I'm the only one who's like actually running about trying to get kills, then I just don't see what's the point. Because, like, there's been countless times where I've lost games because my team's been properly shit. And you know, sometimes, like, you know, because I've been running to the same spot over and over and over again, instead of, like, throwing a flash or playing cautious, trying to draw the players out, they just sit there. And 9 times out of 10, like, you know, they'll get a little bit impatient and then they'll run out again. And it's like, you think, well... Because, like, obviously the enemy will be sitting in the same spot, yet the players all still go the same way, instead of, like, trying it from a different way. Yeah, you know, trying to check. But they don't. It just seems as they're just stupid. Sorry if that offends any Xbox players, but it does. You just seem stupid.
No, the level of play of Xbox players are just absolutely shocking. Absolutely. I haven't, like, you know, or maybe because I haven't maybe come across some, but I haven't met one remotely good player on Xbox. Not one. Not one.
Yeah,
I mean,
you play with Swaps and Pop.
No, I mean, talk about randoms. Like, you know, it'd be every game that me and, mostly it was me and Swamps that we had, me and Swamps would be 20, 25 kills each game. The nearest kills to us would be about 8.
5.
9. Well, maybe I'm being a bit over-exaggerative, but maybe five and 9. Yeah. You know, it's just like, really? It's a team deathmatch game, and you're going to go 5 to 9 kills? I don't know. It's just...
I think the biggest problem I have as well is the amount of people that will use an RCXD. And it's like...
Oh, God.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I have been, I died quite a few times from them yesterday. I've died quite a few times from them again today. But it's not just the enemy, it's people on my own team as well that'll use it. And it's just like, for fuck's sake, I've made the effort of getting a UAV, then a Blackbird. And then the Blackbird's run out, and then what do I hear? Because my Blackbird being up, you've managed to get a couple of kills, and then I hear Finley RXD car on its way, and I'm thinking, you fucking cunt. You could have had a UAV and helped the team out. And I kind of went off on some randoms on earlier on. I switched like from party chat to game chat. And I just laid down on them thinking, like, you know, you're just a bunch of wankers. And somebody was
I've never heard you do that before.
Yeah, I have to do it if it gets to the point where it's just like, you know, and it was on the hazard, and it was just constantly, you know, they'd be looking in the direction that I were, and like, I'd have three enemies running at me, and I'm like throwing stuns, and they're throwing stuns at me, and I'm killing one or two, and they can obviously see that there's a firefight going on, well, if they've read a radar, but obviously they don't, but yeah, they just don't even move position. I just want to get that one shot with a sniper rifle, and it just makes no difference. It just seems that people just really don't care about whether they get negative in KD or like in, you know, win loss. I know you shouldn't care about stats, and I don't really care about mine. You know, as long as I dwell in game myself, but I'd rather have a win. You know, I mean, if I get negative, then I don't mind, as long as I've won the game. But it's when I get negative and I lose, that's when I don't like it. And countless times that's happened. It's like I've gone positive and we've still lost. And then there's been times where I've gone negative and we've just barely won. And it's just the losses that I hate. So carry on.
Yeah, I don't
know. Your thoughts?
On the what?
Anything.
I want to hear more about Shangri-La.
Yeah, I got no.
So
really,
Poppy probably know the best about it.
Well, I've got no thoughts about the EMP really. I'm just the same as Swamps really. I mean, we played a few games, and you know, it's just us two carrying the team, and we're still
going by Famous.
We're still, yeah. It's every death is it Famous?
74 you.
What about that?
74
no.
You?
They
no,
nerfed it.
No, I'm telling you now.
No,
I barely,
shit, it's still killing me like a motherfucker.
On Xbox,
they nerfed the Famous. Come on, what are you talking about?
No.
It doesn't work anymore.
Doesn't feel like they've nerfed it on the Xbox. No.
Doesn't feel like it's nerfed on any.
On any system, yeah. I've been using, like, when I play, I've been playing more often now, like, the past couple of days, and I've been using, what is that? The choo-choo gun, hatred choo-choo gun, what is that shit called? The M60? Right?
M60.
Yeah. Yeah, with grip. I use that. I'll use the AK-47, I like that. I'm staying away from the FAMAS and the, 74U, but when I do terrible, like when I start out terrible, I go right back to the FAMAS, and it like yesterday it happened, and it shit came through. Like the gun doesn't seem like they did anything to the gun, except maybe there's a little more recoil to the top, like going up. That's it. That's the only thing I've noticed. It still fires fast. It still kills fast. I don't see any difference.
No, I don't know. It's just I don't. Yeah, that's about it, really. I'd my thoughts on the map pack. I haven't been on much anyway, I'm pretty sure you lot know, but from what I have played, and with the FAMAS, and you're right, 74U is kind of really non-existent on the Xbox. I hardly get killed by that gun. Driving, you lot seen my game plan. That's just an easy one. Just keep doing loop. Hazards, it's just all the maps. The best thing to do about all the maps, if I can say anything, is just go around the edges of the map. But, you know, the spawns are horrific on the Xbox, though. They are horrific. They really are so bad. I thought they'd be better on the Xbox, but they're not. They're absolutely terrible. I have had quite a few on the new maps, like some revenge, like spawn. And people spawning on me, like the person I've just killed, for them to spawn about 5 seconds in front of me, you know, a couple of seconds later or whatever, you know, it's just horrific. And the best, even though you're going around pushing the spawn and you're circling, you know, but this is the only way you can play it. And you know, to kind of save yourself and salvage whatever crappy team you're shoved with, you know, and it's kind of frustrating. And even playing with Swamps on the PlayStation and the maps, we rarely have any troubles really playing, like, you know, even with the crappy teams that we do have. But on Xbox, it's just a different level. It's just a whole nother stress level for whatever reason it is. It's absolutely stupid. And like, I think I was raging, or Swamps were raging. You just rage so much, you just turn off your mic. Cause it boils your blood so much, you're just thinking, why play? No, why would
I never turn my mic off. If I'm in a rage, you guys are going to hear it.
It's just like, it's just, why, like, I know, obviously, everyone starts off somewhere, but I'm pretty sure when I started gaming, I wasn't that bad.
I could hold a KD of one and I'd run out for the kills. I wouldn't, you know, hug a corner. Fuck off, JJ.
I completely disagree, Slayer.
I mean, I think everybody was terrible when they first started.
I do remember I was
pick
a new
up a controller and just dominate. I mean, you're just, nobody's going to be able to go out there and 20 games and figure it out.
But, you know, I definitely never sat in a corner and just, you know, watched someone's walk. I definitely don't remember doing that. The only thing I remember doing was I used to be a noob tuber, and quite badly. I used to noob tube quite a lot on COD 4. But that was about it. That was really kind of the extent
of
but my
noob tubing on COD 4 was actually closer to taking skill than it was on some of the other ones. Like, at least the noob tube moved in midair. Like, it never went in a straight pattern.
Yeah, you know, yeah, but that's about it. I don't know, different side of gaming, I suppose, but everyone to themselves, that's all it is, but that's all you can do is you can try and help people with whatever you can post up online or whatever, and the rest is up to them.
Nobody watches my gameplay to get better, they watch it to get worse.
No, because like, wow, JJ, you think you're so badass, you need 3 guns.
Yeah, I do need 3 guns. I need to have 3 guns out at the same time, too. And
no,
a ballistic knife shoots directly out of my brain.
Out of the helmet, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shangri-La.
I've only played
a couple of times on that, and I failed miserably, and I don't think Pop and Swampsy kind of had a thing set up either, and they do now, though. I've started watching Pop's and Swampsy's video the other day. It seems a pretty good way to,
We kind of failed.
Why don't you shut the hell up and let him talk, then?
Yeah, go on, Peter. It's your loop.
What did you want to know?
Some tips, tricks, monkeys, you know. How's it like playing with only swamps?
Oh, is it? It's quite good, actually. It's fun. You know, playing with swamps, you know it's not going to be boring. You know you're going to get a laugh.
Because look how many times he goes down.
No. So you say that, but on this map, I've gone down so many more times than swamps in the early rounds. And I'm talking like probably from 1 to 4 or 5. Mainly because I get carried away with trying to knife at the beginning. You do get double swiped. I find you do get double swapped a lot more in this one than the previous ones. I'm not sure if they changed it around a little bit, but they do seem to hit you a lot quicker. And they've introduced this, I don't know what it's, quicksand or mud. And later on in the rounds, the zombies can still run in it while you're like tiptoeing in it. And it's, really annoying. But yeah,
so you're there like hopping and jumping and trying to get away from them. They're just hurting.
You can't even jump in that. You're just like slow motion, you know, trying to get through it.
So it's kind of like you're standing there and you're like, yeah, I'm fucked.
Basically, yeah.
Somebody gonna pick me up now?
But yeah, I mean, playing with swamps, it's kind of fun because you say some of the most random stuff over here. You know, round one, he shoots a couple of monkeys and then he starts saying, I'm a little teapot. And because of the little monkey that he killed.
I did see that. That was fucking hilarious.
The first one went to sleep and the second one was standing like a teapot. I was gonna do a full rendition of the song. But
so, I mean, we got like around 7 parts of our live commentary to go up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
7 parts. Well, how many rounds did you guys make it to?
Don't want to spoil that.
I nearly did. But let's just say
it's a good number. Not super high, but it's good enough.
Let's just say, I mean, like, when I do come to put up the last, like, couple of parts, on my video, it will be a lot of me for a bit and then spectating pop. But to be fair, I kind of get shit guns, and I just get like mauled to death.
What you're going to see is in the next part that goes up, you're going to see how
Don't ruin it. The suspense is brilliant.
So hold on. So what is the schedule for you to put that up, let the people know? you'll be putting them?
We're gonna. I'm gonna start uploading it when I go to bed tonight. I think Swamp's
the next part will be up like tomorrow overnight tomorrow morning. It may be like every 2-3 days we'll stick another bit up, but we have got another kind of idea, like another lot of zombie video that we're going to try and get done. We're on about putting that up on the G4L channel.
Yeah,
it's just something that me and Papa we came, you know, like we thought about it and then we thought, yeah, all right, then we'll do, you know, we've got an idea for, but it won't just be the two of us. It'll be randoms. It should be quite funny. Hopefully it will. But yeah, you know, we're going to stick that up on the G4L channel.
Yeah.
That's scary. Randoms. But, God.
If anyone watches my video tomorrow, it wasn't my fault. That's all I'm saying. Well, you'll get the idea when you watch it tomorrow.
You know, if you watch Pops first, right, and then you think, you know, you hear me say something, right, then, you know, you'll have to get my video gearing up as well, and then you'll have to see it from my point of view, and then you'll kind of understand why I say what I say, and kind of why it goes quiet for a little bit, because I'm kind of annoyed, and I'm thinking,
all I got to say wasn't my fault.
Yeah, because, like, that wasn't our first video, because we had played zombies a couple of times, and we did get to round, what round was it, Pop?
19,
and then somebody's internet connection decides to fucking drop.
Yeah.
And then Pop says it looked like a rage quit, which I was like, really? I was still online. You went offline. But yeah, we was kind of gutty because it never even saved.
Yeah.
Because like once like the host leaves, that's it, and you go back to the main menu, it doesn't count your score.
Yeah.
It doesn't count what level you get to or anything. So it was like, it would have been, because like we hadn't anticipated on getting that far. So we started recording at like round 16, 17 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we had to go through a whole rigmarole of updating Skype and then updating the Skype MP3 recorder because the recorder wouldn't work because Skype had updated it, and it was like running around trying to keep this one zombie alive. Hoping that the zombie wouldn't come. And we did go through to the point of like, I kept having to chuck nades because like, after a period of time, some of the zombies would regenerate.
Yeah.
They'll regenerate and come running at you. So it was like timing it, timing your grenade open to turn them into a crawler so you can get through it again. So, but yeah, else that one would have gone up prior to, like, you know, we tried a few times and we recorded and we hadn't got as far as we did this time. So, but we felt that this lot was deserving of going up.
Yeah.
I know the fact that, you know, we've got, it's the same commentary on two different videos, but it's two different points of view of the video. So, you know, you do actually get to see. I know some people might think, you know, it's just like watching the same video twice, but it's not. Because you'll see more stuff in one video than you would in another, and you'll see some, you know, some kind of weird stuff that we do.
Yeah.
But overall,
definitely recommend that map. I like the addition of the two special zombies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if anyone's seen them, but they're called a Napalm Zombie and a Shrieker. So basically the Napalm is one that it'll just randomly spawn on the map. It could be round 1 or round 7. You know, it's just unpredictable. And you can't get too close to that because it explodes. So you got to try and kill that. So that's a pretty nice addition. And then you got the Shriekers that run at you. And I'm not sure what their attack is, but it sounds like stuns you.
Yeah, it kind of blinds you, doesn't it?
As long as you aim for the head, it's not too much of an issue.
Yeah, I think you'll see it on my video, the first one, where because we get two in a row. We get one, we'll get one towards the end of one round, and then we get another one close in the beginning of the next round. And, yeah, the easiest way to get rid of them is just to try and knock their heads off. And but yeah, if you're kind of in their blast radius of when or whatever it is when they do the shriek, it kind of like it just disorientates the person. So your scream becomes kind of blurry. So you know you don't really have any idea of which way you're facing or what you're running into. So it can be quite disorientating. But you know,
yeah.
Just one of them things, but they are a good addition because I mean the thing with a napalm is it can kind of help you because if you if you can actually destroy it in an area where, you know, a lot of zombies come running towards you, you time it right and destroy it, then all the zombies that run through it just die. Sooner they just get set on fire. So, it, you know, it can help you out of a tight situation, but then, you know, yeah, you do kind of lose out on the points that you would have got with the zombies. But if you're kind of under pressure, it's a good addition. You know, if one of them's running around and you kill it, then it can kind of take quite a lot of pressure off you.
Yeah.
And conserves a bit of ammo as well.
Sorry, Paul. Sorry, I didn't interrupt. A little tip for people. If you do get a drop, and then you pick it up, the monkey will come after the person who picked it up. If you kill them with a knife or a gun, you'll get 500 points. So that's helpful in the early rounds when you need to build up your points. It's a little tip for you.
And
tips and trips by Pop Those Pringles.
And if it's a max ammo as well, let the monkey grab it, because you've got a chance of getting a perk bottle from it.
Yeah.
As long as it's a max ammo.
We have yet to be able to get one yet, but
missed out on one. You might have heard it in the video.
Yeah. We're still trying. But yeah, it is possible to get all 7 perks without doing the big Easter egg. So the big Easter egg is where you have 4 people, but we haven't had 2 people to really do it with. My only issue with the map is Pack-a-Punch. If you're playing with randoms, the chances of them working together and helping you get Pack-a-Punch or get to Pack-a-Punch, very slim. So that's my only issue with the map. But generally, I play solo or with somebody, so that's not too much of a big problem.
Hatred will never help you.
I am actually looking forward to getting a full party going with that on the
PS. I'd like to do the big Easter egg.
Yeah. Well, not just like on the Xbox, but I'd like to do it again on the PS3 as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to switch topics here a little bit. Uncharted 3 beta came out. You guys play it? Swamps?
No. I haven't had a chance yet because I've been kind of sort of occupied with the Shangri-La map, this is a zombie map, so I haven't had a chance to go over to PS3.
With being a noob.
Being a noob. Well, Junkie, what did you think? I know you played it, Junkie. What did you think about it?
I played it a bunch, actually. I really enjoy it. Some points, you feel like you're putting in like full clips, half clips into people and they're not dying. But as far as most of it, I actually do really enjoy the beta. There are things that I don't like about it, but they are well less than what I do like about it. So I
like the co-op, but I didn't like the multiplayer aspect to it. Just because, like, a couple of games I got in, it felt like, I don't know, I guess the same shit I always complain about. Like, every time I died, it was, like, 2 or 3 bullets, and I was trying to shoot people in the back or anything, and they would never die, they wouldn't die. That was kind of my complaint.
I mean, that happens a bit. There are different perks that you can use that will actually help you a lot more on multiplayer. The one that is really helpful is the power gun finder or whatever. I forget what it's called. But if you're within 10 meters of a power gun or a power weapon, it'll show it on your map, and it'll show you like a bright emblem on your screen so you can run to it and pick it up. That'll help you at least find where the power weapons are. So like that's where usually people are camping. On Chateau, the one team actually spawns directly next to the Hammer 32, which is like the noob tube or whatever.
Yeah.
Are the power weapons fixed, as in static, or do they change?
Like, no, they're fixed. They spawn in the same spots every time.
So basically you could use that perk for a while to know where they are, and then just don't use the perk anymore.
Never use it again, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand the reason. Like, they even have, like a pro perk system almost. Like, the more medals you get, you can actually rank your perks up. And it'll show you within 20 meters where the power weapons are. But like I said, like, you'll know where they are anyway. The only thing that you might not realize is if one's dropped next to you. So you can always pick one up that way. But, I mean, they're really not that, you know, worthwhile. But, the one thing that really pisses me off is that metal kickback, where you can just spawn an RPG into your hands. That really pisses me off. Everybody seems to be using that that kickback, and all of a sudden, you know, you just have like six people with RPGs and they're all shooting one at you. Like, that just pisses me off. As far as like online multiplayer, most of the games that I've played in were pretty close. They actually have a system set up where the losing team, if they're losing by a bunch of kills, they'll try to help that team out by giving them, like, say, like almost like a UAV or like a protected VIP, or they can go after the other team. Like, they'll mark the other team, and they'll do, like, they'll give you 2x damage and stuff like that, so you can try to, like, you know, catch up a little bit. If you're a better team, you're still going to win the game no matter what. But it does make the game a little bit more competitive. It's kind of fun, but it can be frustrating if they actually come back and win the game because they've had all these power-ups throughout the entire game. But
do they run out?
Yeah, usually they're for about a minute.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad then.
And if you climb to within so many kills, they stop doing it. I think it's five kills. If it's less than five kills, there's no power-ups for either team. If it's more than five kills, you continue to get them. If it, like, the larger the deficit in kills, the more rapidly you'll keep getting these little, like, perks or whatever it is that they want to call them.
That's pretty cool.
So it does give the losing team a little bit more of a chance to come back, but
we'll see.
If you're the better team, you're still gonna win.
What's the level cap on the beta?
I actually don't know. I've seen people as high as, I think, 30 something.
Oh, so that's pretty high then.
I'm at level 21 or 22. No, I might be higher than that. Yeah, like somewhere around there, like 21, 22.
Yeah, I saw your TDM. I think it's a plane.
My fail.
Yeah, you kept on falling off. Trying to jump over.
That actually is really fucking frustrating. But yeah, one team starts on the plane, one team starts off the plane, and the team, you get a medal just for leading whenever that plane scene ends. So like 9 times out of 10, the team that's on the plane starting is going to be winning because all you have to do is just cover the 3 entrances.
Okay.
And that's it. Sometimes you randomly spawn on the plane and you can take out a couple guys, but I mean, unless you actually have a good team that's organized, like, the team that spawns outside the plane has a real tough time getting onto it.
Yeah, so.
Well, that wasn't very good. I mean, like, I was playing with a couple of people at a party, and we actually took over the plane in a matter of like 8 to 10 seconds, and we actually took off while we were winning it. But I've only ever played one game, I think, so far, and I've played probably 15, 20 times on that map. I've only played one game where I started on the plane.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if that'll be fixed or anything like that, but that's really frustrating. Matchmaking takes forever. Like, you get into a lobby, or you click matchmaking, go into multiplayer, and you wait for well over 2 minutes before you'll get into a game.
Wow.
And that's just frustrating. I mean, I'm sure that's the number of people that are online, and, you know, they're trying to find a good game for you. I've only been thrown into one game in progress, so that's nice. But as far as everything else, like, you'll still get into, like, I want to see, I guess, I think Halo has it, where you're playing against people of your same level. Like, it's frustrating to play against people that are much higher level than you on this game, because they do have a distinct advantage over the lower level people, because you can't buy a perk whenever you're level 1. You can't, you know, you won't have any weapon upgrades. Like, there's a weapon upgrade that makes your AK-47, like a double tap AK-47. So you're shooting twice as many bullets as the other person, so you're going to have a lot better chance of killing that guy than he does of killing you.
Yeah. So what you really want is something like Boot Camp, what was in World at War. Where,
they might even do something more.
Where it kind of like, you know, like levels 1 to 7, so, you know, once you got to that certain level, then you could actually go and play with the regular people at the level. You know, at least that way you stood a kind of chance.
So. I think they might need to do something a little bit more significant than that, because, like, when you get up to the really high levels, like, you have everything that you need. And, I mean, granted, this is only 2 maps also. Like, you're only playing on 2 maps. So, like, you know where all the power weapons are. You know where everything is. And you just crush on the lower level people. Like, there's not too many lower level people that do well. Even if you're a better player, you're not going to do well because you just don't have anything that can combat some of these, like, things, and like you could buy boosters right before the game, and you can give yourself essentially like stopping power with a double tap AK-47. So I mean, like, you're never gonna lose a gunfight, like, ever. I mean, granted, it costs money, so like a lower level person can't buy it, but I mean, you're spending money that you're earning by kicking their ass, and it's just to me, it's frustrating. Whenever I see people that are like well above me, but I mean, even my level, like, I'm well above most people that are on them. I can do pretty well most times, so. I don't know. I'd like to see them change matchmaking a little bit, like make it more evenly competitive. But co-op is fun, as long as you don't have people like Mahaffey just running in front of noob tubes and people like Visual Face deliberately shooting somebody with a noob tube. As I'm about to deliver the gold, bastard.
I thought I could get it like thread the needle and just hit the guy. And like you ran right into it and then it exploded the car.
Even if you did thread the needle, I was still going down. Because the explosion still would have killed me. He was like right next to me. I do believe it was a matter of seconds after I told you, be careful with that. There is team killing.
And I actually said, and you know what I actually said, man, I don't think I should have this with me. You know, just be careful with it. And now, boop, 5 seconds later, Chunky's dead.
Yeah, Jay Loco Jr. But I got my revenge. I think I took both of you down like 7 or 8 times during that game.
Yeah, but, no, the co-op was really fun. I liked it. I like more so the co-op on, Chateau. I didn't like Airstrip that much, but Chateau was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Airstrip's really difficult with some of the siege ones. Cause there's like an like upstairs right in the open. And a downstairs. Yeah, and like you have to cover everything. And then you'll get those like crazy RPG guys that pop out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, like, you know, two guys are down cause they both got RPG'd behind.
Yeah.
But I like how they mix up the game types inside the co-op and they just give you like a 20-minute, I think, time limit. You can complete it. It's still 10 rounds like it was in UC2. And you can complete it in however fast as you want. But you play different game types. Like one round's like Gold Rush, one round is Siege, one is Survival. And I think those are the only three that they have.
Yeah, those three.
But they switch them up and they're never the same twice. And just like in MP, they have the weapons spawn in the same system, so like you know where they are. But like Siege, like you have to be inside this little box. Everybody has to be inside the box in order for kills to count. So like if two people aren't paying attention, like playing with randoms, and they're just running around the map killing people, like you'll never complete Siege. It'll take forever. And that happened to me. I think it took all of our lives. I think we failed co-op because they would not come to the siege area. They just ran around the map killing people, not understanding that they had to go there. And meanwhile, I'm screaming down my mic, but they probably had me muted. But I was so pissed because they just weren't paying attention at all. But I like co-op, I'd like to see more maps, obviously. So the two maps is fun, but yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I'll enjoy it when the full game comes out.
Yeah, it's nice. The beta's really nice. It runs pretty well. The only thing is sometimes it freezes my PS3. But it's only happened like twice, so.
Yeah, I'm in no rush to play the beta. I know we've got it for a week or so more, so it's just, I'll get around to it when I can be bothered. You know.
Oh, it's over in a week?
I don't know. Is it something like 13th or something? You know, so. I'm not quite sure. There's a couple of weeks or something, I don't know. But it's just like, even if I just play a little bit of co-op, that'll do for me. Even if I don't play any co-op, I'm not that bothered. You know, it's only a few months away before the full game comes out anyway. If I feel the mood for playing co-op on Uncharted, I'll just go on Uncharted 2 or something. And then just get a bit of practice in, like, before the game comes out, just get used to controls, and that's it. That's all you need to do, really, so.
Yeah, I failed miserably the first time playing with UC3 with the controls. Just throwing grenades in my truck.
Yeah, trying to reload. Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck button am I supposed to hit?
I've done that myself when I played that with Pop. And I gotta do something and then I end up throwing a grenade and it's like, shit. Or I end up punching someone in the back of the head and it's like, didn't realise that was that button. But, you know, after a few tries, like, it just becomes natural and kind of get used to it, so that's all I'll do.
Yeah, and no game really takes that long to get used to the controls. I mean,
he's going to play. Not unless you're thick. So.
Depends what kind of thick you're talking about.
JJ thick.
Yeah, that's a joke with some sexual overtone.
No, not that kind of. Yeah, no, I think you're reading too much into that, JJ. Yeah.
So I'm sorry about doing some live comps. I think that's why Slayer Boy went offline.
What was that, man?
Earlier, whenever we were talking, you guys made some videos together.
Did we?
That's why Slayer disappeared earlier.
No, that was Pop, that was. Slayer was going off to fap about something, I don't know.
Alright, so new topic. What do you guys want to discuss?
That's a good change of subject right there.
Get rid of it completely.
I don't know.
You could talk about a few things. You could talk about, I don't know, Robert Bolden's tweet on the new Killstreak revamp system, whether people think it would just be a tweak to the system or a whole new Killstreak system.
I think it'll be similar
to Cycle.
What was that, Pop?
Sorry, I mean, I think it'll be similar to what we got already, but people who play the objective will be able to get Killstreaks a little bit quicker. I don't think they'll change it too much.
Oh, I think they'll just be able to like cycle through them. So if you get, let's say you get 3-4, you set yourself up for 3-4-5, and you get them really quickly. You want to call in the fourth one before you call in the fifth one. Let's say,
yeah. Right?
Let's say they'll give you the ability to do that. That's what I think they're going to do.
I'd like that option. I really would.
Yeah, I would.
It would help because, like, I mean, I had a game the other day with Slayer on driving. I spent ages trying to call in my SR, and I was running hardline. And then just after it, like, he gets dogs, and then not long after I get dogs, but I couldn't call my SR in until his dogs had gone. So it was like over a minute before I could actually call. Well, I mean, like, if you look at it, I mean, he called in his SR just before I got mine, and it was like, shit, that's like 2 minutes now. Over 2 minutes before I could actually bring my SR in. So it's kind of annoying. Not having the ability to call in like the kill streak that I wanted, the fact that I've got to wait for his SR to run out, and then by the time, you know, that had happened, because I'm like running around the map anyway, I don't want to just sit in a corner and wait for his SR to run out and then call mine in.
Bullshit.
You know? Yeah. Sorry. Well, you know, I'll put the video up and you can see for yourself that I'm not sitting in the corner waiting. I'm actually running around. But by that time, I mean, like, I end up picking up kills, so there's nothing I can do. Then I get the dog, so I still couldn't call in my SR because it was still up, and, you know, having the ability to pick it, you know, to bring it in when I want to would be a good thing to have. It really would.
Because there's times where the game ends too, whenever you say like a chopper gunner, and there's a chopper gun in the air, but you also have an SR-71,
yeah.
And, like, the game's over in 30 seconds or whatever. Like, just to get those extra points is even nice.
Well, yeah.
But I wouldn't mind, like what Pop was saying about objective players getting a little boost in calling in their kill streaks. I think, what game was it? Was that Medal of Honor where you could do objective?
Yeah.
Where you got like, objective kill streaks? Homefront
yeah.
2?
Yeah.
I've never
yeah.
played
Homefront. Homefront.
So how does that work? How does that work in Homefront? How does that work?
Go on, man. Go on. Let you explain it.
Go ahead, Swamps.
Well, in Homefront, obviously, you've got your different modes. You've got your normal team deathmatch, and then you've got your ground control. So you can, you obviously start off.
Hold on, I got a question. First off. Is it ground control to Major Tom?
Nah, I didn't see Major Tom at
okay,
all.
Okay, making sure.
But yeah, because you start off every game with 400 battle points. Now, at the beginning of the game, if you're quick enough, you can select the Humvee or wherever it is. So you can waste your points straight away. But obviously, if you're a certain rank, you get, I can't remember what they were called, like your things that you could buy, you know, for individual, it kind of like a perk, but you can have like a personal UAV, which will cost 400 points as well. So if you run straight to the objective, you cap the flag, you'll get more battle points, because obviously you've capped the flag. But obviously you'll get battle points for a kill. So the more battle points you get, then obviously the more you can kind of build up your battle points to get like either a tank or scout, helicopter, or the big one, which would be the Apache gunship. But obviously you need to, in order to build the points up, you've got to like, you can't just go for kills, because you're not going to get the points quick enough. You need to get the objectives as well. And obviously if you kind of defend objectives, you'll get a little bit more. So it kind of forces people not just to sit on a fucking hill and snipe. Like you'll find majority of the times it does actually make people go and play the objectives. And then there was the way that you could have done it, which is like how Pop used to get his points. You get a drone. With that drone, you'll spot people. So obviously that's like having a constant UAV up.
Yeah.
But obviously the drone was weak. So it would get shot down, and obviously you buy it again, and then, but because people pissed and moaned, said, you know, it's, people are getting points too quick from it. But you're not. Because obviously, if the drone was so easy to shoot down, you could hit it twice, like with a sniper rifle, and it blow up. It really would. It just disappear out of the sky.
Yeah.
So obviously, you have to keep spending your points to bring it back up, and that. So you know, it's kind of like a vicious cycle. But you could get quite a few points from it. But people complained, said it was an easy way to get an helicopter and that. But like we kind of did that a few times, like where Pop had just. I'd just like scout, you know, like with a drone, and then you'd see at the end of the game we got like 43 assists and stuff, just like people would be, because people knew where the people were, because like the scouts was up and stuff, so you know, that's how it worked.
Yeah, I'd go zero kills, 40 assists and zero deaths, just because I was using the drone.
Nice.
So how would that, now put that into a domination game for COD, for a Call of Duty game, how would that work? Like more defense, like if you cap more flags, if you get more defense,
not just about caps, because obviously you'll get more points, you'll get points for defending, like if somebody's taking B, you kill that person, you'll get a defend. So obviously you'll get like, you know, you'll get more points than you would do just for a kill. Because obviously, if you ran around the map just getting kills, you're going to get standard points what it is for a kill. But it's saying like there's three people taking B and you get a triple nade on it, you'll get tons of points, because that's like three defends and three kills.
Right.
You know,
why don't they make it, instead of a kill streak, why don't they make it like a point streak, like in Medal of Honor or something?
You know, that might be what it's going to be.
Sorry, Pop.
No, that's fine. I don't really have much else to say about it, but yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
It'd be nice. Yeah. Make it so objective players are rewarded rather than, you know, penalized for jumping on the flag 18 straight times.
See,
it would change. It would have to change between TDMs and free for alls, and the system would be different, obviously, because the objective in TDM is to kill everybody.
Well, I suppose that would stay the same. So, like, if you get a kill, say you get 10 points, go towards a kill streak. You know, say a kill streak costs, I don't think it'll be like this, but if it's like over on, say you get a kill, let's say, you know, 15 points towards a kill streak that might cost 50. So, you know, three or four kills, you've got a kill streak. But then in, say you're doing domination, you obviously get a few more points for cap and flag or defending. But my only issue with that is that people will jump on the third flag just for the sake of it. And they'll constantly be trading flags, and then, you know, people do that. People do that already just to bump up their score.
I was gonna say people do that now. So what's the difference?
That's why I don't.
I really don't see it. I don't see that as being a problem anyway. Because you can get more points by you can also get points. Like say, like if you hold two flags, or if you're holding three flags, you can get a bonus for your team or whatever it is. Like maybe encourage people to have all three flags.
Yeah,
they could do something different. I mean, there's a lot of different options that they could do. People say that, you know, the best way to play domination is to have two flags and dominate the other team in their spawn, but maybe they want to make domination a little bit different.
No,
well, and they didn't say it wasn't.
But that's kind of, you know, it's just kind of forcing people just to play Domination completely different than, it's just like not from the normal way where it would be, you know, you hold two flags and just dominate the team from there, you know, which is my version of how Domination is.
Yeah, Domination. No, they were getting dominated.
Have three flags and have like somebody spawn 3 inches away from your back and then shoot you as soon as they spawn. You know, that's just, you know, stupid.
They were doing that last night on the games you left, Junkie. We were playing Ground War, and I forgot what map it was, like Jungle or some shit, I don't remember. And they were doing that. They were triple capping. Somebody was triple capping, and they kept spawning right behind us. That's not fun at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue. In competitive game, that's fine, you know. That's the idea. Capture all three flags to dominate. But in public games, you want to control the spawn, you know, so two flags is enough. But,
yeah,
people just want that extra flag to get, you know, their score per minute up.
So how would people feel if they added, like, say, team-based kill streaks, kind of like how we had in Medal of Honor, where, you know, you had the option between, say, like, a UAV or, I don't know, something else. Like
a flat jacket or something.
Yeah, you know, kind of like how it did, like, you had the option of, like, either being a greedy and having a kill streak for you, or being a team player and giving your team something like extra flat jacket or match ammo or a constant UAV or people feel that about that.
They should do that, but that should be the care package. So if you're going to run a care package.
They already said they aren't doing that.
Oh, they did?
It's already been confirmed.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how would people feel if it was added?
I would like it.
I'd like it, but the thing is, like,
I would never be able to play with randoms then.
Yeah, you can't play with randoms.
Well, the thing is, I mean, if you play with randoms, you'd just do the kill streaks for yourself, wouldn't you? You wouldn't, you know, not unless you got to the point where it was...
Yeah, which is what they would do too, which got annoying.
Well, yeah, of course. But I mean, like, if you're playing TDM or something, then sorry, it doesn't really matter, does it? But if it's an objective-based mode, then that kind of forces... Because the thing is the way it worked in Medal of Honor is, like, if you had, like, a UAV, like, for yourself or whatever the other kill streak was, which was a team one, you got more points for dealing the team-based kill streak or whatever it was. So you got more points. So the thing was, what people didn't think or didn't realise is, because you got more points for dealing the team, that kind of helped you get up to the highest kill streak, which would have been... you know, like the cruise missile, which was like the Devastator. So you could alternate which ones you did, which is what I used to do. I used to alternate. You know, like I'd give, you know, like I'd get like the first one, which would be a UAV. Then the next one, I'd give like the team summit. And then again, I'd switch to something else. You know, random, like, you know, the way that the kill streaks were being used in the way of the game to get me up to the highest possible kill streak, because you used to get more points from giving the team their stuff, like the match ammo and the flat jackets and that. And that's what people never cottoned on. You know, you get more points, which would get you up to the cruise missile. And you just drop in, kill like 15 people in one go. Well, not 15, it'd be 12, because that's all you had on the team, but, you know.
No, you got 15 because you were so good, Swamps. Well, just like I get 3 guns.
But, yeah. I mean, I would kind of like that, because, like, you know, it does force people to play the game different and maybe force them to go for an objective, whereas some people who wouldn't necessarily do that, they want to run around the map getting as many kills as they want, you know, actually kind of, but then would it actually make them play as a team or just leave them as an individual? That's the downside to the argument and whether it was in there. I don't know.
Is somebody playing right now?
No, that was a video, sorry.
Carla.
Just to capture the objective.
No, I just loaded up a video and it popped up that sound.
Bastard. I don't want to hear that shit. Turn it down.
So, Junkie, you want to bring up what you talked about before the podcast started?
About YouTube?
Yeah.
I don't care. I can.
Do it.
But just watching YouTube videos anymore has just become like, I know that we do it, but I don't think anybody in our group really does what a lot of people are doing. And it's kind of funny. These quote-unquote larger channels or whatever they want to call themselves. They call themselves smaller channels because they compare themselves to people with, like, a million subscribers or whatever. But, like, they sit there and beg for likes, comments, you know, thumbs up, favorite. It really helps my channel. Makes me want to play that much more and put up that many more videos. It's like, no, that's not what you want. You want more money. Just admit to people that you want more money. And, you know, maybe people that, you know, are like myself that know that there is a monetary side of the will actually like your videos. You know, some of the people do put out good content, but the fact that they just sit there and say thumbs up, comment, rate, blah, blah, like all this other bullshit constantly, and they put, like, the annotations all over their video that you can barely even watch the fucking video without turning them off. Like, it just is so frustrating to me to, like, think, like, you know, these people that are watching these videos and liking these videos, do they even realize that, like, these people are making money off of this? And the only reason why they are making these movies or these videos are because they're making money, not because these people like it. Yeah, it's all for the subscribers. You're full of shit. It's not all for the subscribers. It's all for your back pocket. Like, that's, like, if your subscriber says, okay, run around with a pistol only and, you know, show a game where you go negative and your team loses and all this other bullshit, like, you're never going to put those videos up. You want to put up what you want to put up, and you just hope that people like what you're saying and stuff like that. Like, most people that are bigger subscriber bases, like, most people do watch the videos and mostly listen to the commentary. Like, you could put up a game where you go, you know, 25 and 10, and people really won't complain. But if that's, like, all you do, and, like, you're kind of, like, a, like saying, like, oh, rate my videos because I'm the best or something like that, like, nobody's going to give you anything. It's just really frustrating to watch people anymore. Like, a lot of people I just have unsubscribed to, don't watch their videos. Like, I just can't be bothered with watching it. Like, and I think it's a lot of the YouTube community is just bitching too fucking much about everything. And, yes, I just did bitch about a lot of things, but it just seems like it's everywhere you look. Everybody has issues with everyone. And, I never named anybody, and you can tell if there are people that do that. Like, they go like, oh, I'm not naming anybody. But you know exactly who they're talking to because they bitch about them in other videos. So it's just funny that, you know, that's the YouTube world.
The problem now is that with this whole YouTube community business or whatever it is or whoever's involved is that it's got lost in translation. It's all misconstrued now that everyone just goes for likes and favorite where you should be doing it for entertainment, to entertain the YouTube community. That's why you put out videos. That's why you put out dual comms and why you put out, you know, zombies with Swamp saying teapots and stuff like that. You don't do it for, you know, oh yeah, click the like, favorite, you know. Yeah, you say the usual stuff, you know, rate, comment, subscribe, but you don't kind of put it in a begging way, you know, click, 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 you know, keep, you know, it's just like,
yeah. I mean, we do that, but we do it as a just be funny, you know. I've never done any of my videos, and I don't put any annotations, but I know that some of our commentaries were put out at the end, but that's just more for a laugh than anything.
Put the crap out of your channel on my video, dare you?
Yeah.
I think I say that most of my videos, like, rate, comment, subscribe, but I don't beg for a rate or a comment, subscribe. If you rate, comment, subscribe, then it's great, you know, it's great because you like the content, not because I'm getting paid for it, which I ain't anyway, but you do it because you like the content, not for, and that's where it gets missed, you know, what you're liking a video that you don't even like, you know, if that makes any sense.
People have several hundred, you know, videos on YouTube. Like, Pop, I don't know how many you have. You have over 100 videos on YouTube.
About 180, I think.
I don't know how many Visual Face has. I think I have a little over 30. Swamp says right around there. Slayer's right around there, too. If I put out 1,000 videos and I only have, you know, like, 100 subscribers and I'm still not getting paid for it, like, I don't really care. Like, it's more like to entertain even, like, the people that I do have that I know watch the videos, like people like, you know, Hatred or other people that watch it during work or,
yeah, exactly,
you know, it's just something for me to do that, like, takes my mind off of things, like, that frustrate me during my day. Like, it really doesn't matter if people like what I'm, well, I won't say it really doesn't matter if people don't, if they don't like what I'm doing, but like, I'm not really that fussed if I don't get, you know, million subscribers.
I mean, I never set out from, like, the first video that I put up on YouTube, I never set out, like, uploading videos for other people. It was stuff that I could put up and like, you know, say, God forbid, anything ever happened to a computer, like, say, my hard drive fried or something, I'd still be able to download the game from there, and I'd have, like, you know, I'd be able to download it, and then I could get it back. You know, it was never my intention to upload videos, like, for other people. It was mainly for my own personal kind of use, you know, watching them whenever I felt like it. If I was away from home and I was bored or something, then I could watch a video on my phone or so. You know, it was never about really entertaining other people. And,
so that's why you have so many views. You just get bored and watch your own videos.
Well, well, actually, no. I don't just watch my own videos, but, I mean, obviously, you know, the highest viewed video I have is, like, we were kind of discussing this with Pat the other day. The highest video, like, views per video is the one for Dead Rising 2 that I put up, like, when I found something that looked like a big pink dildo. And that was what it was titled, Big Pink Dildo in Dead Rising 2. And that got quite a few views. And it was quite alarming when you looked at the insight and you saw what people were searching for. Big dildo, pink dildo, and what have you. I mean, who comes onto YouTube and searches for a pink dildo?
Yeah, no, I got a different site. It's like Pornhub for pink dildo.
Pornhub or stuff like that. You know, it's like, And yeah, it's just like weird. It really is weird. What people will search for, but, yeah.
Yeah, my highest video is a fail.
That surprised me. I think all your videos are a fail.
Well, it actually has to do with the video that I did, the reverse hipfire commentary.
I
was playing with Jay Loco and Hatred, and we were playing, like, probably for a couple hours one night. And I've been drinking heavily that night, and, didn't even realize that this guy was in our lobby for probably like 2 hours. And this was towards the end of the night, and I was trying to find him on my recent players met list, and it just didn't work out for me.
Yeah, he tried to knife him.
No, I was just standing behind him, like messing around, like 360 and like shoot him in the leg once, and he didn't realize what he would, like, that I shot him. Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
so
then I ended up stealing a spare package. But I forgot where I was going with that. That was retarded. Oh, that's my highest viewed video. That's right.
But yeah, I think, I think 180 of my videos, I think 40 of them are like zombies.
Yeah, marathon run.
Yeah. But still, I mean, that's 140 videos that I've put up. And yeah, I mean, some of them spent a lot of work on them, and they've only got like 50 views. It's not like, it's a bit disappointing, you know, at the end of the day when you've spent like 4 or 5 hours on a video and you know, and it gets like a few comments and a few views. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, the regular people will comment on it and, you know, thumbs it up, and that's good for me, you know, and they're usually the people that I play with.
Yeah, I play with all my subscribers.
Do you?
All 70 of them. I don't know, you're on my friends list, and a subscriber of mine.
Yeah, but I'm not in the US, so you can't lure me in with, like, the promise of beer and sweets or something, so.
I've tried that with Carlos, but he turned me down.
Yeah. Well done, Carlos. You know, safe that way.
I have a van with no windows. Come on.
What was his name? What was his name? Buffalo Bill, was it, or whatever his name is?
I have no idea.
About Silence of the Lambs. Do you dress it? Do you tuck it in between?
Oh God!
Under the mirror.
You got to stop, or Slayer's going to get too excited and have to leave again.
Nah, we're kind of a bit off topic there, but.
No, we never get off topic.
YouTube. Nah, of course we do.
But no, that was my two cents about YouTube. Like, I've been watching, like, a bunch of, like, obviously, I think we're all subscribed to, you know, a bunch of different people. And, like, sometimes I watch what they thumbs up and sometimes I don't, but, I, like, recently I've just been watching a lot of, like, the thumbs up stuff. And that's usually the stuff that's just, like, you know, what pisses me off. And I just, I don't know. just the people just need to like either chill the fuck out or just openly admit that they're pissed off that somebody else makes more money on YouTube than them.
Yeah. I mean, I only watch like one kind of big person's videos, and even then, I mean, he's not massive compared to, you know, like that big of a director or whatever, and that's a guy called UberX and Nova. I watch his videos because he makes entertaining videos. For him, I know he gets paid because he does videos for Machinima, and obviously he's got himself a YouTube partnership and stuff. So obviously he gets paid for it, but he actually puts entertaining stuff out. It's not all serious. I mean, he did some like Black Ops TDM on the new maps, and he was terrible. And one of his videos, he played Hazard, and his aim was he found a golf ball and he tried to get it from one side of the map to the other through the middle of the map. And I just could not stop laughing because eventually he got it in the hole.
Oh my god,
that is awesome!
I gotta watch that.
I don't think it was the same ball. I think it was a different one. But that was his aim. He went badly negative. But it's just like his game tanks like Paragon Nova, his YouTube names UberX and Nova. But he plays with guys like called Spoonerism. He's another funny kid. Gassy Mexican, Junkyard, Sly Fox, Seamus, SSOH. But they do their own podcast as well called Creature Talk. But the guys are just really entertaining. They're not serious. Obviously, they know they get paid for what they do. But it's not a case of like where they'll bitch about other people, you know, and other YouTube, you know, directors and stuff, and they're all on Machinima, but they just put out, each of them put out really entertaining stuff, and they're the only guys that I'll watch now. It's the only one. Because, I mean, like, they'll play the latest games. I mean, he's got videos of the Fear 3, he's been doing Duke Nukem in Famous 2 playthroughs, and, you know, puts up Minecraft and that, but it's just, like, really entertaining stuff, and it, like, passes hours. You know, look, when you're bored, got nothing to do, I'll just go and watch a few of his videos, and he'll put a few up a day. And it's just different content. It's just, you know, it's not the same old Black Ops stuff that you'll see, you know, one director, he'll have, like, one good day, game where he's ignored the objectives. He's put, like, 8, 9, and 11 kill streaks on, and he's just camped for his chopper gunner or wherever, and that's it. That's all you see is him spinning around in a fucking chopper on a map. You know, dominating like a team of like less than, you know, probably the highest one in even like 50 first prestige. And it's like, you know, it'll get like 3 million likes off that because everybody thinks he's a superstar. But it ain't. It's shit. It's boring. You don't want to see it. So that's kind of my two cents about that. I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah.
I don't know. That was at least 4 or 5 cents right there.
All right. And I'll chuck my pound in. So.
Yeah, I think anymore, like, showing, like, quote-unquote beast gameplay, everybody's seen it all. There's nothing that you can do anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
sick of people, well, I'm sick of the videos seeing people go into Ground War Domination, Blackbird, Chopper Gunner, and Dogs, just to get 100-plus kills, and then put it on YouTube.
Yeah. And how many times, like, how many lobbies did they back out of to get into that one?
Yeah, exactly. And it's absolutely boring to watch. Granted, some of them cut out the chopper gunner stuff, but it's still boring.
Well, they'll speed it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what makes them think that people enjoy watching them.
But the thing is, the thing that makes it worse is the comments that you see in the video.
No, but you know what it is, though? But it,
people think you're beast, and
but it goes back to the. But it goes back to the whole community, like, so, like, I think, you know, the 17, the 16, the 15-year-old kids like that. They'll, you know, no matter how many times you put that up, they'll like that.
Yeah.
But it's how many times can you watch that over and over again? It's the same stuff, but it's just a different person. You know, there's no variety in it, and it's like, yeah, it just gets boring. You've seen it once, you know, do you really need to see it every other time? I know people have got to put videos up and stuff like to keep the subscribers happy, but... There's only so many times you can watch somebody getting all them kills, like, but it's like, you know, with a chopper gunner and a dogs and stuff. Why don't they just try and get 100 kills, like, actually playing the objective and using non...
You'll never see it.
Yeah, because
why don't they try to get 100 kills in Ground War TDM, you know? Why don't they just tell all the other 8 people on their team to go hide in the corner and say, like, I will get all 100 kills.
Now you say that. Modern Warfare 2, I wouldn't name the commentator, but he's pretty big. I think he's like 500,000 subscribers.
that's pretty big.
Wasteland, and he asked his team to not kill anyone.
Oh, I know who did that.
I can't remember the Real One Man Army. I won't name the commentator.
Was it Randy? I think. Okay.
Well, Randy was it?
No, it wasn't him.
Who?
Randy.
Randy.
No, oh no, no, he doesn't. Well, Randy Savage won't do that.
I thought he was the one that did that.
No. It's somebody else. I don't really want to...
Don't out the person.
Yeah, I don't want our podcast to turn into that, but, you know, it was pretty lame, and, you know, even his subscribers didn't like it.
But that's, like, the funny thing is like, you know, these people think that, like, oh, I'm the best because I got 100 kills in Ground War Domination. Okay, well, how many games did you play? Like, you might be taking that out. Like, one out of, like, every 50 games that you went into... Like, I know some people do have good win-loss ratios and all this other stuff, and they don't rage quit and stuff, but, like, people always are like, well, why did you not do this Road to Commander or whatever? They're like, oh, I got bored with it. Subscribers got... No, it's because you had too many good games that, like, you were shit at, or, like, you got thrown into in progress, and you just didn't want to post them up. That's really the reason why they stopped doing it, most people. Yeah. I won't say everybody, because there's probably are people that would post bad games, but I know that there's specific people that, you know... I kept seeing on, you know, people thumbs upping and stuff, and I was just like, yeah, okay, he's going to stop doing this as soon as he has a bad game that he doesn't want to post on YouTube.
That's right. There was actually quite a few people doing this, the Road to Commanders. And some of them...
Nobody did it. Yeah, like, everybody, like, stopped.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really finished the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because nobody wants to post a game where they go 4-26 or
exactly.
something. Exactly. Like, where they get just absolutely owned. Like, everybody has those games. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, granted, like, good players won't have them very often.
It's
you know, I have them more than most, but
that's true.
Know, nobody wants to post those games.
Yeah,
I think it's part of the series. I mean, you know, you should post
people
it.
People want to see it. I want to see it.
I'd rather see it. At least I know that, you know, that you just well. But then again, people are just going to think, oh, well, you know, do I if I put that up, are people going to unsubscribe because I've had a bad game? And you shouldn't go around thinking that if you have a bad game, you have a bad game. Not everybody will play like 20, you know, say you play 20 games in one night. You ain't going to play well in every single game.
Yeah,
it just doesn't happen.
No game is indestructible, wow. And everyone, or people
especially
seem to think...
Especially on a peer-to-peer host.
Yeah.
Like, if you're on a peer-to-peer game, where you're playing on somebody else's host, like, you there's no way that you can have the consistency where you're, you know, going to play well in every single game.
Lies. Yeah. Go watch Excalosaurs.
Yeah,
you'll see. I know what you're saying, Junkie, but he's extremely consistent on his live sessions. He'll play like 7 games. I know.
Sandy Ravage does the same thing. Like, he's extremely consistent on his live streams too. But like, yeah, there are exceptional people. Yeah. Like, I won't say nobody will, but
then it just
for the most part
comes down to connection. Then though, you know, they are good players. I'm not going to say if they have, you know, an average connection, they wouldn't do well. But their connection helps them a lot, you know, to be above the average.
Yeah, host pro.
Well, I mean,
for the win.
Yeah, I mean, Sandy doesn't get host that much. When I was watching his stream, he wasn't host that often, and you know, he was jumping between free for alls and ground war, and he just runs through people.
He was also drinking quite heavily.
I haven't watched that.
Yeah, he started the drinking game. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I got to watch that.
He started an AC-130 drinking game where every time he gets an AC-130, he takes a shot before he does it, and he was up to like I don't know, like 12 or 15 AC-130s.
Crazy.
So he was a little intoxicated.
I saw the video, like one of the videos today on YouTube.
Yeah.
What's been the most... Okay, I know we were kind of going over the time here, but it's a good topic. I just thought about it. What is the most impressive video you've seen? It could be any game, whatever, but that you've seen, like, wow, that was impressive? From any guy. For me, it was, I don't remember the exact, I remember who it was X-Cal, and it was on Shipment. And he went like 100, he was running around with like an MP5 or something like that, or a 74U.
Yeah, I watched that one.
And he was, it was like one of, it wasn't even like, he didn't have an HDPVR, he had like the thing before this, whatever yeah. that was called.
Yeah. Was, this, was this his, battle, yeah. one of the games from his Rotor's Commander?
It could have been, yeah.
Because he did put up some very good Shipment games when he was doing his Road to Commander.
That was, like, the first video I remember, like, watching, like, in entirety, and I'm like, wow, that shit was impressive.
Yeah.
And then he, like, they took a he took a clip out of that video, and he submitted it to, like, one of the, at that time, it was, like, top five plays or something like that. And he ended up, he got, like, a six-man spray. They, like, ran right at him. And he just took them all down. It wasn't like, it was impressive because he wasn't camping. He was just running around the whole map. I was like, wow, that's impressive.
I can't think of the top of my head, really. So many. If I had to say, my own ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, naturally.
The best gameplay I've ever saw was probably my own. Yeah. Nah, I don't know. I really don't know.
I think best YouTube video I've probably ever seen is non-Call of Duty related. It's all by Freddie Wong. I love his stuff and his editing and his creative thinking. I think I like watching his videos because he brings something new to the table every single time he brings something up.
Yeah,
that
doesn't interest me at all.
No, I don't know. I like Freddie Wong stuff. I really do. I love just the way he edits and stuff like that. Don't know about everyone else, but...
Yeah, I watch his stuff. Yeah, and his roommate's stuff.
Yeah, Corridor Digital.
Yeah.
They create some great stuff, you know. Pretty sure they use After Effects and stuff like that.
Yeah, they do.
But yeah, great entertaining videos. And those videos, you know, for the topic they were talking about earlier about, you know, entertaining videos and stuff like that, they are entertaining videos, you know. Call of Duty and videos are not really quite what entertaining anymore. You know, and I kind of think that they weren't really entertaining to begin with, because the whole, I think if I rightly remember, the whole purpose of posting on Call of Duty videos were tutorials and tips and tricks to learn how to play maps, use what guns and maps and et cetera, it wasn't this get 100 kills in this map business. It's all about, yeah, this is a gun just using your map, perks, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's all lost in translation, you know, but, oh well, it is what it is.
I don't know. For me, I don't know. Probably watching. I was going to actually say probably watching like our rounds like on Zombies on DeRoyce. On Pop's channel, like, you know, because Pop recorded the whole marathon session.
7 hours. So
it was like round 1 to 43.
7 hours.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. We got to 43.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
You know, and just, you don't actually realise, like, while you're playing it, and you don't realise, like, you know, when you look at the time and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and you think, it's a good job I ain't got work in the morning. And,
I did.
Yeah, you were still at work then. I mean, me, Sulu was obviously, we was alright, because when I were at work, Atreid obviously been in the US, it was alright for him. But yeah, I mean, you don't realise, and then watching them, and then it's just like, yeah, fair enough, we did the bitch, like, we did the bit where we did the glitch, like, for the guns and stuff, obviously, so that kind of helps, but, you know, it still takes some skill for four people to get to round 43, with the amounts of zombies that we do get, and the fact that they become increasingly difficult to kill.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, that's probably, like, what I do enjoy watching. That's probably why Pop still gets views on them now, because I watch them.
Yeah, I do find that the zombie videos on my channel are very popular.
Yep.
People just like watching them all. So,
that's probably my favourite videos that I watch.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, adding, like, the commentary or the live commentary, you know, it's add a bit more entertainment to
it. I just think it just actually shows people, because, like, you know, when we play zombies, I mean, we do talk about random shit anyway. So it's just the fact that, you know, we got the ability to capture what we do waffle on about. So kind of adds a little bit to it. And, you know, and you just make it a little bit more entertaining. I mean, stupid stuff happens when you play zombies.
Yeah.
You get a bit carried away.
And someone starts singing.
Things go wrong. Who starts singing? Oh, they start singing.
I'm a little teapot.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I think I'm a little teapot has surpassed kisses and hugs.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got no noise. But yeah.
My favorite video, or I don't know, the last time I was really entertained by a YouTube video, I don't even know what one it was.
Oops.
Probably something that somebody posted up. Oops. Probably be it. It might have been Swamp saying about Chu Fook or whatever his name was. Fook Fook Chu or whatever.
Oh, I'm coming for you.
Red Dead Redemption. Yeah.
I won't lie, I laughed pretty hard during that. Like, I almost pissed myself. I was laughing so hard.
I mean, I left that pause on that for ages because I was just like waiting for everybody to get out of the house. So I could do the commentary, so I wouldn't get interrupted. And I did that in like one take. I say one take. I mean, the first time I forgot to start the video and I was waffling on and it was like, shit, better start the video. I forgot to record it. So obviously I had to start again, but you know, it was just like pretty much like the same all the way through. But yeah. I mean, I couldn't stop laughing. And then, you know, I mean, he's quite entertaining, the fact that I end up killing him right at the very end. I get him that close, he's like within about 5 feet from the door, and I kind of blow him up, and it's like, wow, there you go. You can't get much of a fail in a live commentary than that. So,
yeah.
It was quite entertaining.
I especially whenever I turned it on, and like I just, like, you sent me the message, I think I was on Skype to like check it out, so I was like, alright, I'll give it a look-see. And I clicked on it, and I just see like the opening screen is just, was it Chu Fook or Chu Fook Chu or something like that, whatever the fuck his name was?
Fook, F-double-O-K, yeah. Chu
Fook.
Yeah,
and that was the first screen that you saw, was his face with the name below it. And I just, oh god, this is gonna be good. Okay. And then the only thing that video was missing was an introduction to yourself saying that you were Schwamp.
Yeah, because like this was the funny bit, and I said this, and I think I said this to Slayer like, after I'd done it, and I think I said like I just forgot to introduce myself in the video, and it was like because I put it in the comments, like, you know, in the description, I said, you know, like my first commentary in that, you know. Apart from forgetting to introduce myself, you know, probably mistakes have been made, but, you know, who cares? Not me. It was just... But then again, I thought to myself, well, you know, the video's up on my channel. Do I really need to introduce who I am? You know, it's there on my
channel. Yeah, well, considering your gamer tag is different than your PSN name, which is different than your YouTube name.
Well, nah, to be fair, I do actually have the King of Noobs as my PSN name. Obviously, you know, fair enough, it's a sub-account, but it is my PSN. It's just because, like, you can't go anywhere and get Swamps as your name for a channel, you know, like on YouTube or anything, because it was already taken. So I just had to go with my secondary PSN account name, so that was it.
I tell you what, though, I did actually watch, you know, our Battlefield 2, our Onslaught ones... Those are just funny as fuck. They're just
right.
Just so random. The shit was just said and was just
There's still at least another four of those that I've got to go up.
Yeah,
from that fail.
It's just ridiculous. Like Swamp's fucking running over me and killing me on a quad bike race.
Epically, cheaply, in style.
But all right, yeah.
Guys, gotta run over the time here. So thanks for joining us for episode 4 of Backpacking Scrubs. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
See ya.
I don't want to say goodbye.
Later.
Check my channel out. Pop those Pringles.
Yeah, give us a like.
Subscribe.
Stick a thumb up.